Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed, Mr. Rath. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing well as well. So what's your work and how does it relate to the field of sustainability?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I'm an urban planner for the city of Troy, and I focus mostly on land use and transportation issues. I think those two areas are really at the foundation of how sustainable a city can be. And a couple examples of the stuff that I'm working on that are, you know, ingrained in sustainability are we're working on the Congress Street Bridge study right now. We're actually just wrapped up the study and we're pursuing implementation funds where we would transform the ramps onto the Congress Street Bridge at River Street into a new intersection. And we'd create a multi-use path over the Congress Street Bridge, connecting folks into Waterville. So this would make walking and biking over the Congress Street Bridge not only possible, but really, really comfortable and exciting and engaging. And another example is I'm currently working on rewriting the city's zoning code, which, you know, regulates how land can be used throughout the city. So instead of, you know, requiring people to, you know, have really big setbacks where they have spaces that they can't utilize, or really intense parking minimums where they are forced to provide parking, you know, we're updating these codes to plan for the future, really, and modernize these things to have more sustainable land uses throughout the city.
Wow, that sounds totally awesome. So what do you think is the Capital Region's greatest asset in terms of sustainable planning?
We have a lot of great assets, but I'd say our connectivity in this region is really special. The way that people are able to connect with one another because of the scale of our cities. So we have so many amazing people here, and they're working on, you know, these different complex issues. And I feel like in bigger cities, it might be a little bit harder to connect and work together. It might be harder to get out of our silos. But here in the Capital Region, because, you know, it is a bunch of smaller cities where a lot of people know one another, it's a bit easier to connect and learn from one another. So I think that's really, really special. And then similarly to that, I mean, the density and scale of our cities, they're not these huge, dense urban areas, but we do have this walkable scale where alternate transportation is a feasible way of getting around. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. So what does a green recovery in the Capital Region look like to you?
Yeah, it's interesting to try to think about what a green recovery means. You know, it can be defined in a lot of different ways, but I think to me, it's kind of happening already. And it might be easy to miss if, you know, you're not looking specifically for it. It's fine. I hear people, you know, family members and stuff, they'll reach out and say, oh, Troy is doing such amazing things. Or like, I saw this really exciting project happening in Albany. So it's really cool to hear that from people, that they feel like there's this recovery happening. And whether or not it's a green recovery, I guess, is really up to all of us. You know, we really have so much more work to do to ensure that this recovery, the, you know, people coming back into urban areas and being more interested in living in city living, is actually green. Our doubling down on some of those assets that I mentioned earlier are some of the ways that we can ensure that it's green. You know, making sure that walking and biking and taking transit is feasible, making sure that, you know, people, when they do move to a city, aren't forced to get around by driving their own car, making sure that we're investing in green infrastructure, stormwater infrastructure, preparing for big storms, and, you know, finding ways to utilize alternate energy sources or renewable energy sources. These are all aspects of a green recovery. And I think we're part of the way there, but it's really important that we continue to focus and double down on these.
Yeah, totally. So what conversations or work would you like to see come out of the Sustainable Futures Conference?
I'd like to see some creative but practical ideas that can kind of set the foundation for more formalized plans. So I, you know, looking at the group that's been brought together by the Future of Small Cities Institute and RAFE, one of the things that's really evident is these people are really familiar with like the realistic limitations of making change. You know, they're really experienced but ambitious, and I think that's a really amazing and exciting group of folks. So I'd like to see, you know, ideas that we know that can actually happen, and then kind of generating like this, you know, newfound public interest in them, and kind of creating this culture of sustainability where people, you know, it's going to be commonplace and mainstream to push for some of these ideas to really take shape and for, you know, our governments to put them into action. I think that's, you know, one of the most important and amazing things that could come out of the conference, and I certainly hope will.